A unique partnership has developed following a hotly contested election. The losing candidate plans to help the winner with their move into the office. That's coming up a little bit later on Sound Ideas, but first, major changes are coming to McLean County Bond Court starting January 1st. Judges will no longer be able to set a bail amount for defendants. WGLT's Eric Stock reports how judges in McLean County are preparing for the change.
McLean County Public Defender Ron Lewis says the ability to remain in the community while a case is pending will reduce the harm experienced by many defendants now held in jail because of an inability to pay a cash bail. Lewis says research has shown cash bond does not correlate to whether someone shows up to court at a later date. He says in a written response to WGLT, keeping someone in jail on lower and mid-level crimes just because they can't post more money has detrimental effects on one's ability to pay rent, support a household, and attend to other needs. McLean County State's Attorney Erica Reynolds holds a different view about the end of cash bail. Reynolds and then McLean County Sheriff John Sandage claimed that a lawsuit filed against four Democratic leaders, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, the Attorney General, and two legislative leaders, that the Pretrial Fairness Act will be troublesome for prosecutors and law enforcement. Sandage and Reynolds said in a statement after they filed the lawsuit, they support meaningful, responsible bail reform, but have concerns that the new law could have a negative impact on public safety. Despite their differences of opinion on the impact the law will have on the criminal justice system, Lewis and Reynolds agree McLean County stakeholders are ready to meet the potential challenges in the courtroom when the first detention hearings are held January 3rd. State's Attorney Erica Reynolds says prosecutors will work with public defenders starting in late December to determine the status of people held in jail and who may be eligible for release under the new law. The prosecutor projects about half of the county's 230 pretrial inmates could be released on January 1st.
That changes from day to day, and so we kind of have to wait to do that towards the end of the year to properly identify those people. And so, because, you know, there's people that could bond out, there's people's cases that could get resolved, people that are transferred to the Department of Corrections, what have you.
Reynolds says those who were not released on January 1 and the state seeks to detain will have hearings in early January. She says staff from all criminal justice agencies are aware that the process may change as the lawsuits move through the courts.
Everybody, though, is coming to that table with the understanding that this is extremely fluid and those things may change.
And to help with the anticipated workload increase, the McLean County Board approved State's Attorney Reynolds' request for an additional attorney and support staff.
Even though we are suing the governor over this, you know, we felt that it was important for service to the community and the courthouse in general that we have a voice at the table.
Reynolds says if legal efforts to stop the Pretrial Fairness Act fail, the state's attorney's office will be ready for any contingency. State lawmakers are expected to consider changes and clarifications to the criminal justice reform law this week. With reporting from Edith Brady Lunny, I'm Eric Stock.
State lawmakers are considering clarifications to the Pretrial Fairness Act this week during the fall veto session. Tomorrow on Sound Ideas, you will hear from the McLean County State's Attorney and the Public Defender's Office on how the end of cash bail will impact them.